Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, prices rose by 1% during the March quarter, taking the annual rate of inflation to 3.6%, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Those numbers, the 1% for the quarter, 3.6% for the year, were higher than market expectations, and a raft of economists have now pushed out the timing of the next rate cut to late this year or possibly next year. The inflation news pushed bond yields higher, with three-year bonds rising 8 points to nearly 4%. That suggests that over the next 3 years, bond traders think the official cash rate will average around 4%. Remember, it's currently about 4.35%. And the Aussie dollar jumped back above 65 US cents. Story number two, the S&P ASX 200 closed flat today at 7,683 points, but only after a surge in the morning, a slump after the inflation figures, another surge, and then a slow roll back to the close to end kind of where it started. Financial and consumer staples did best while utilities were worst. It was a quiet day outside the CPI figures, with many across the country preparing for Anzac Day tomorrow and possibly a four-day weekend. Among the large caps, Goodman Group rose 2%, Westpac and QBE were up 1%, Cochlear, Telstra and REA Group were among the worst performers, though they all fell less than 1%. In corporate news, Perpetual booked $5.2 billion in net outflows during the March quarter, sending its share price down 4%. Story number three, Nick Scali is pushing into the United Kingdom, buying a specialty home furniture retailer with 21 stores across the country. Nick Scali will do an equity raise of up to $60 million to fund the purchase of Anglia Home Furnishings, a 45-year-old company. Now, Nick Scali's been looking at entering the UK market for almost 12 months. Yet today, the group said the new business will be profitable within the next year and a half. Good luck to them. Story number four, Cleanaway Waste Management's share price tumbled 10% today, following a 16% rise yesterday, after Seven Group came out and said it isn't interested in buying the business. Now, Bloomberg had reported that Seven was seeking finance for a takeover, and that sent Cleanaway's share price surging. But a Seven spokesperson this morning said the company is focused on buying out concrete and asphalt business Boral, and Cleanaway isn't an option. Cleanaway has contracts with 130 councils and 150,000 businesses running 5,000 trucks collecting waste. It's the largest operator in the country. Seven already owns or controls Boral, Coates Hire and Westrac mining trucks and machinery. And story number five, the US Senate has approved a $95 billion US dollar bill delivering security aid to Ukraine, Israel and the Indo-Pacific region after it drew overwhelming bipartisan support and a boost to Joe Biden's top foreign policy priorities. The final passage of the legislation in Congress ends a political logjam that had lasted for months and cast doubt on America's ability to project power around the world, according to the Financial Times. The approval from Capitol Hill paves the way for Washington to quickly send new weapons to Ukraine as it battles Russia's full-scale invasion. US officials said some aid for Kyiv would be forthcoming within days. It will also bolster US military assistance to Israel. The passage of the bill represents a big legislative victory for Biden as he heads into a general election battle against Donald Trump later in the year, and a defeat for foreign policy isolationists, particularly Republican lawmakers close to the former president, who had been holding up support for Kyiv for months. That's it for the afternoon report for Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2024. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning with the Thursday edition, the Anzac Day edition of Fear and Greed Business News. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.